This weekend, Michigan blacksmiths will do demonstrations at the first West Michigan Hammer Inn. In other parts of the state, Hammer Inns are held almost every week. This event will be at South Haven at the Michigan Flywheelers Museum, where Ted Guimont is blacksmith.
We're running just a little bit low on fuel, so we may get a little bit more coal. Are you using coal?
When I visited Guimont in his forge, he was making a meat fork out of a railroad spike. Before using an old-time hammer, he used a power hammer to flatten the metal.
I'm doing what's called drawing out. I'm stretching the metal of the spike.
Some people think of blacksmithing as a dying art, but Guimont says there are about 300 in Michigan, and that's just in the Michigan Artists Blacksmiths Association alone.
Use the slitting chisel to create a groove in there and make the groove deeper and deeper and deeper, flip the thing over, and finish the cut from the backside.
Guimont has been a smith for about 10 years, but he dreamt of becoming one since he was 9.
As a young boy, I was continuously told lies about my grandfather on my mother's side, who was a blacksmith. And I say lies because he says, oh, he was a big strapping fellow, and he'd shoe those horses, and if the horse didn't want to lift its foot, he'd just get his shoulder up underneath it and lift the back end of that horse up and shoe it. I just, oh, man, I'm going to be a big blacksmith. And so I had that in my mind. And then my mother and my sister took me to Greenfield Village when I was about 9 or 10 years old. And we're walking around and walking around and walking around. And I'm 9 or 10 years old. So it's like, oh, well, yeah, this is interesting. Until we got to the blacksmith shop. And then my eyes just were huge and it was exciting. Dress up these tines here just a little bit. So I'm just going to basically bend these over the end of the anvil. This is carbon steel. If I were to pound on that when it was cold, it becomes, every time you hit it, it becomes just a little bit more brittle. And over a series of beatings, it could shatter. Or when I really most need it, I'm using it to pull a roast off the grill, and it could break off. So we always hit only when the metal's hot.
This is where the phrase, strike while the iron is hot, comes from.
I'd like a little bit of decoration in it, so we're going to put a twist in the handle here. As you turn it, it really does a really nice visual effect. Even when it's just standing still, it looks to me like it's in motion.
Like any other artist, Guimont makes custom art pieces. He's currently working on a large copper turtle sculpture to sit by a customer's pond. But just like the blacksmiths of old, Guimont says he still works on a lot of everyday things.
Whatever someone wants or needs. I make campfire gear for setting up over a campfire, tripods and cross pieces and S-hooks. I do a series of grill forks, steak turners, and spatulas. I do repairs. Somebody comes in and says, well, I broke this. Can you fix it? Well, yeah, we can do that. A little bit of everything. By waxing the hot metal, it actually absorbs a little bit of it, and it will give it that characteristic black iron appearance, and it'll also help impede rusting. When I'm hanging on to this metal and it's heated and I'm forging it and it's moving, I just that metal in my left hand just feels like an extension of my hand, and as I move it, I can kind of feel it moving and feel what it's going to do, and it just seems like it's a part of me. And then we're just going to set this little guy out there and let it cool off. Once it's cooled off, then it'll be good to go.
Ted Guimont and a few other blacksmiths will do demonstrations and sell their wares this weekend at the Hammer Inn at the Michigan Flywheelers Museum, Swap Meet and Flea Market in South Haven.